Well, my next guest is Basalt Middle and High School Band Director Nick Lenio, who's in line for the Music Educator Grammy Award, and he joins me in the studio. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First, congratulations on making it through the selection process so far.
Thank you.
It looks like you've advanced through the first two rounds to make it to the semifinals. The pool has been narrowed from 290 entries to 25, and you're in it. How do you feel so far?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, it just, each step of the way, it just keeps being more exciting as it gets narrowed down. I think there were 3,300 initial nominees that went down to 290 quarterfinalists.
3,000?
Yeah, 3,000 initial nominees. And last spring it went down to 290, and then it just came out like 2 weeks ago. It's down to 25. And then in December, it'll get narrowed down again to 10.
What have you had to do to get this far?
I got nominated from by a parent, I assume, at Basalt. So
you don't know exactly how you got nominated?
I'm pretty sure a parent nominated me originally. And then there was kind of a written application. I, you know, filled that out, shipped it off, and thought, this is cute, nice honor, but I don't think I'm going to hear anything back on this. And then in May, it came out, the quarterfinal round, and then that was more intensive. I had to do a series of videos answering, you know, specific questions. I think there were like 3 8-minute videos, including testimonials and a lot of classroom footage from, you know, just day-to-day teaching.
Wow. What kind of questions?
Just, you know, how have you made a significant impact on the community? How do you impact students' lives? Things like that.
Gadzooks. Well, you're the Basalt Middle School and High School Band Director. And my guess is that current band class or band is not like the band when I was in high school, which was a million years ago. Talk about your work.
Yeah, I mean, we have at Basalt, we have 5th grade through 12th grade bands. So, you know, we start them in 5th grade, very beginners, and we actually had our first concert of the year last night. So my 5th graders who just started in September were there playing, you know, Rain, Rain, Go Away, Hot Cross Buns, you know, the classics. And
the classics.
So then we progress further, you know, and that's one of the really exciting thing about our concerts. We do 5th through 12th grade together on one concert. So you get to watch kind of that progression of the 6th graders and what they're playing in the 7th and 8th grade. And then it kind of all leads up to high school, where that's where we've really kind of stepped outside of the traditional band, I don't know, band zone, if you will. Mm-hmm. And we've started a group called the Basalt Street Horns. Mm. And that's, we focus on what we call social music. So
social music.
Yeah, and that's a borrowed term from the artist Jean Baptiste. He plays on the Colbert Show. Mm-hmm. He's a New Orleans jazz artist. Mm-hmm. And the idea of social music is like, we can play any genre if it's going to bring us together and bring an audience together. Hmm. And it's especially different probably from what you were talking about, what band was like when you were in high school.
God.
In that we...
Marching band. Yeah. You know, playing John Philip Sousa stuff.
Well, which is great too. I love marching band for sure. But street horns, we learn all of our music kind of by ear. So we don't have necessarily arrangements for our music. We sit with a recording and kind of figure out the theory of it. What's the key? Mm-hmm. What scale are we using? And then figure out, the clarinet should play this part. Let's have the tubas play that line. And we put our songs together. And oftentimes it's songs that, like, you know, last night at a concert, we played Closer by the Chainsmokers and Hand Clap by Fits and the Tantrums, which are both songs that are, you know, kind of hot on the radio today.
Yeah.
And there isn't music written for them for a band. Uh-huh. So it's not like you can go out and buy that music. So we make it ourselves.
So it sounds like the students learn improvisation first.
In that setting, in the high school setting, mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's crucial. We do a more traditional model throughout the middle school. Mm-hmm. But I try to get those skills in there. And then once you have those building blocks, then in the high school, it allows us to kind of branch out more into doing that. You know, how do you function in a music ensemble where you don't have your music written down?
That's amazing. So what other genres do the Basalt Street Horns play?
Well, so, yeah, those two songs are obviously, you know, really, you know, you would call them pop mm-hmm. hits right now, but we have stuff. We play some James Brown, you know, 70s funk. We have, we love playing a tune called Liza Jane, which is, you know, a traditional folk
da,
tune.
Da,
and we,
da, 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 the Liza Jane.
You got it.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's New Orleans. It's
exactly.
a New Orleans song.
So like mm-hmm. a traditional New Orleans second mm-hmm. line feel. We've got some kind of funky stuff that we just made up on our own. yeah, so we try to just like hop around and just yeah. whatever is going to hopefully make people smile and hope make people dance.
Well, you guys, this Basalt Street Horns played in August at the Jazz Aspen Snowmass Labor Day Fest, right up there with, I mean, not maybe not necessarily with Stevie Wonder, but you were on the same stage at one point.
Yeah, well, we actually... We actually didn't want to be on the stage because we wanted to do it the New Orleans style. So we played, I guess it was Friday night in between Andy Grammer and Train. So once Andy Grammer was done, we were out, you know, ground level uh-huh. circulating around the crowd, because that's the whole idea of that social music, is that you're playing it to someone's right. face and you're interacting that genuine communication rather than being separated by, oh, we're elevated on a stage with mm-hmm. our music stands. Mm-hmm. No, we're like, it's an experience together with the audience.
Have you seen any changes in the students' personalities as a result of playing this social music?
I don't know if their personalities per se have changed. It's just that I've seen them in a different light, and how students have, at least in my eyes, come out of their shells somewhat. Mm-hmm. And you know, it takes some guts to dance around. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to dance around like a fool, mm-hmm. and it yeah. feels really exposed. Like mm-hmm. This is uncomfortable. But it's really fun to watch, and that's how you can hopefully bring that same energy out of your crowd.
Plus, you're playing an instrument. You're not. There's no sheet music. You're just sort of playing it on your own. Sort of your interpretation of maybe of the song or of the part of the song that you're playing, and that takes guts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's the you know, a music stand is and written music. It's you've got a roadmap in front of you.
Exactly.
So there's some security there yeah. for sure.
Yeah. It sounds like so much fun. You also participate in, or you've started, this classical lead guitar program.
Oh,
what's that?
So I helped teach it. I definitely did not start it.
Okay.
It's sponsored by the Aspen Music Festival and school.
Oh, okay.
And it was started by a kind of a renowned classical guitarist, Brad Richter, who teaches in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it in, I think, eight or nine schools in our valley. And it's just it's a classical guitar curriculum. So we're teaching, you know, pretty different than street horns. We're teaching
the opposite
very proper mm-hmm. classical guitar technique. And it's just, as a guitarist myself and bass player, it's something that I wish I learned. You know, I started guitar on my own learning, you know, Green Day and Blink-182 songs, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. just trying to figure them out
True.
With really what amounts to bad technique. And so hopefully we're teaching students good technique that, right. again, it's the good building blocks that if they want to go play bluegrass, or if they want to play jazz mm-hmm. or rock, whatever, they have the foundation to do that. Or, you know, hopefully stick with classical, because that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
In and of itself, mm-hmm. yeah.
Talk more about your background and how you got into this kind of work.
I was a band kid. I started trombone in fifth grade, and I think my parents bought me a guitar for Christmas that same year. And so I did school band and had a lot of great experiences through that. And then I think, especially because of guitar, I played in some bands with friends in high school, and just, I don't know, music moved me, and I like helping people, and I think we all like this in some way, showing people or sharing what you like and love with somebody else. So that's what teaching music is you're sharing this thing that is hopefully really important to you. So that kind of just led to, I want to teach.
Are you emulating your band teacher at all?
Oh, man. Mr. Arnone.
Shout out to Mr. Arnone. Which school?
Hughesville High School in Hughesville, Pennsylvania.
All right.
I learned a lot there, and definitely a lot from college directors. Dr. David Martinuk was my college marching band director, and was my student teaching supervisor. Definitely a lot of lessons there, especially in terms of just integrity.
Mm-hmm. Integrity.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do it right every time, even if somebody's not watching you, and what you do really matters.
Yeah.
Easy way out does not work.
No. So how does that apply to being a band teacher? I mean, you're always in front of your students. So
you are, but you're the band director that they know. So they're going to assume what you're doing is right. So you don't have someone necessarily watching over your shoulder saying, I don't like what you did there. Or it seems like you're taking the easy road out here.
Okay.
So that integrity piece comes in of like having really high standards for yourself and for your students and sticking to them, even if it maybe isn't easy or convenient.
So you're not like the band, this wasn't a high school band teacher, but what was the movie about the jazz drummer and his...
Whiplash.
Whiplash. My gosh.
That was intense. I watched that and it was like...
How not to be.
Yeah. I mean, you can learn from some... There's definitely hard lesson. You know, mm-hmm. there's something to be said for learning a hard lesson. That movie was... Jeez. It's a movie. It's a little over the top.
It's extreme. It's very extreme, but it was excellent.
Definitely had some flashbacks to some college experiences.
Really?
Really? Like, oh no.
That reminds me of Mr. Jones. Yes, I remember when he locked me in the closet and
Again, nothing to that extreme, right. But yeah.
I'm sure your kids love you. Are they excited about this? Do they know about this?
They
do. Might be a Grammy Award winner thing?
They do, and they are really excited and I've tried to communicate throughout this whole process that it really, any excitement around this is all because of the excitement around the Basalt Band program, which comes from the students. Mm-hmm. It comes a lot from the community, meaning the school, the other teachers and staff and administrators at the school, especially the students' parents. You know, they got to pay money for instruments. They got to get kids to concerts and honor band events or mm-hmm. where the street horns are playing. It really, you know, the old "it takes a village" adage, it totally mm-hmm. is that. So, yeah, it's a music educator award, but we're really hoping that we're a Grammy Award-winning band program.
Yeah. Well, getting back to the Grammys, what's next?
For the Grammy process?
Yeah, yeah.
In December, they're going to announce 10 finalists.
Okay.
And then I'm not actually sure what the timeline is when they announce a winner. But the winner gets to go. They fly the winner to L.A. for Grammy Week. I think you speak.
Grammy Week?
Yeah, I think it's a whole kind of a whole week of events. I think you get to attend the actual Grammy Awards. Uh-huh. I think the Music Educator Award is probably not presented on the main stage uh-huh. that night. But uh-huh. you do get to attend. I saw a picture online of one of the previous winners kind of standing with his arm around Paul McCartney. And I was like, wow, that would be pretty... pretty awesome.
That's great. So if you win, you will go?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, I think as long as they'll let me out of school for a few days. But I
think they will. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to go.
So we just have about a minute or two left. But you said that you were the only nominee from Colorado.
I think there are more nominees. I'm the only semi-finalist on the list from Colorado, yeah.
Okay. And is this may be a dumb question, but is this an international contest or just U.S.?
I'm pretty sure it's just U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thrilled to death for
Thank you.
Congratulations, Nick Lenio, who is the Basalt Middle and High School Band Director, and he's in line for a Music Educator Grammy Award. So keep us posted.
Absolutely, and thanks to you for having me and for our whole Valley community for supporting music. We have great art scene, so it's not only a beautiful place to live, but a beautiful place for kind of our arts to flourish.
Right. It certainly is. And first Friday next week, the Basalt Street Horns will be roaming around town, right?
Yeah, you'll see us walking around Main Street playing some tunes. If
Great.
You feel like you're in New Orleans for a minute, hopefully that's thanks to us.
Yeah. Well, Nick Lenio, thanks so much for stopping by today. And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
You know, I'm really excited, and hopefully you will win, and we can all sit around the TV on the Grammy Awards and go, I know that guy. I know that guy.
I hope.
All right. Well, listen, thanks so much. Really appreciate your coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks.